Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
your boots wanna break, till your feet and your back ache, so you just can't take anymore. Come on everybody, on the floor, a one, a two, a three, four, a hop, two, hop, woo! You wanna be a man of mine?
like way. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. Well, it's all taken and no giving, they just use your mind and they'll never give you the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, well, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think that I would don't you. It's a rich man's game, you know, man.
Friday night here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. We are bringing you Julie Richardson Music Radio Show tonight. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Julie Richardson Music Fans and the Easy Blue Eyes Production. Everyone is welcome to tune in and listen. Very much encouraged to share the show. As always, we would appreciate it. And tonight, if you would like to call in, you may. The number is 845-277-9175. Hey, I do not know where the star of the show is, but you know, this show must go on. It's that 9 to 5 thing, you know, adult thing, you know. Yeah, it's kind of rough. It's Friday also, so who knows. But anyway, grab yourself a beverage, a snack, something. I don't care what it may be. Prop your feet up and enjoy the show. And let me see if I can wiggle my way and find the star of the show tonight and enjoy some music. Yeah, music. Yeah, that's what we're having tonight, music. Just sitting back and just kind of chilling out a little bit and, you know, enjoying the show. That's about it. You know, and maybe we can kind of update a little bit what's going on. I'm not too sure. I've got to play this song real quick. I actually got to hear it last night at the end of the Golden Country Radio Show. Yep, I'll tell you what, I did tune in last night, had Mick Bird, had a great time. I even got to call in a little bit and give Mick a hard time, but didn't say a whole lot, you know. I just kind of tuning in and enjoying the show. But like I said, I want to just kind of flip things over and start off tonight's show with the ending song from last night's show over on the Golden Country Radio Show. And we shall return here shortly. Don't go away. Thank you very much.
Desperado, why don't to your senses, you've been out riding fences for so long now. You're a hard one, I know. You've got your reasons, these things that are pleasing you and hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy? She'll beat you if she know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you think it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences, open the gate. Maybe raining, but there's a rainbow above you. Better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you before it's too
in the early morning.
they say they can't go home again. But I just had to come back one last time. And ma'am, I know that you don't know me from Adam. But these handprints on the front steps, they're mine. And up those stairs, in that little back bedroom, is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I'll bet you didn't know that under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years. Better homes and garden magazines. Plans are drawn and concrete poured, and nail by nail and board by board. And Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You'd leave home and you move. I got lost in this whole world and I forgot who I am. Thought if I could touch this place or feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find my. If I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
I feel lucky, yeah.
get today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Right, your comes in the corner, trying to catch my eye. I love it's right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. The moral of the story, simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky.
Almost every day. Hey, welcome back to Miss Julie Richardson's Music Radio Show. I am your host, Daisy Blue Eyes. Oh, man, talking about feeling lucky, I'll tell you, it's been a difficult week, you know, trying to take some downtime, but also stay busy at the same time. I'll tell you, working behind the scenes for Tuesday, it's been a lot of work. A lot of work, but we'll get to that later. You know, but I'll tell you, if you missed last night, I got to keep bringing that up. If you missed last night, there is a replay of Mick Bird on Julie Richardson's radio show, the Golden Country radio show. And I'll tell you, it was a fantastic, I can't tell you a whole lot about it, because then you might not listen to it. But I'll tell you, it was fantastic. If you didn't tune in last night for whatever reason, I'll tell you, we can get you the link. Very simple. You can go watch the listen to the replay. Enjoy yourself. That's right. Mick Bird was on the Golden Country radio show. Whew. Boy, I'm kind of like getting hot here in the studio, kind of feel like getting in the dancing groove and just kind of upbeat tonight. I'm just getting a little bit anxious for Tuesday. I don't know why. I mean, it's just one of them things. Yeah, I mean, it's we got tonight, got Saturday, Sunday. Monday. Monday is always a Monday. But then Monday is going to take the longest because then Tuesday, yes. Anyway, I'm done talking about that for now. Except Monday. Anybody else like Mondays? Or does anyone like a Monday? I mean, I don't know. Y'all do out there? That's great. I'm glad y'all do because I do not like a Monday at all. But knowing me and knowing you, well, that's always a difference. Hey, speaking of that, that's what's coming up next. Enjoy. Walking through an empty house, tears in my eyes.
saying this is goodbye. Knowing me, knowing you, there is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, we just have to face it this time.
Nestle in a slot.
Music Radio Show. I am your host. Hey, remember, if you haven't shared the show, we would love you to share the show so everybody else could tune in. But, hey, you know, I tell you, it's always a little bit of love going around. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and that's what I'm trying to do is kind of share a little bit of love with some good music. So how about that? Whew. Boy, it's a long, long day for me today. It seemed like I just one thing to another and just kind of sitting here and chit-chatting away and playing music, trying to also work on other things, get things lined up for next week and, well, the rest of the weekend and next week and all that. I just don't know where the start of the show is, though. I can't figure that out. You know, just kind of zipping right through things. So, well, I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to give you a little bit of a sermon tonight. Y'all ready for this? Not that kind of sermon. Trust me. Nope. Nah, I'm not even going to give that kind of sermon. Not even that. But I'll tell you what. We're going to kind of turn and twist some things, sexy, right now. We're going to kind of go a little bit slow and easy. And welcome, Rachel Sefton. How you doing?
You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, we never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, and we're going to do it nice. And then we're going to take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary.
That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting colder. Old Cherokee County, there's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remembering is all that I do. Cause losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Para convencerme mejor que yo, ya te perdí. es que la quiero tanto y tanto, pero me tocó perder. Y ahora tengo que olvidarla también y arrancar de él mi alma y mi ser. Es aquel amor que quema mi piel, que no quiere nada, nada. Que no quiero ella, que no hay que nada, que no quiero ella. Porque estoy seguro que tú, mi amor, ya ni me recuerdas. Que no quiero ella, que no quiero ella. Que no quiero ella. Porque estoy seguro que tú, mi amor, ya ni me recuerdas. Que no quiero ella, que no quiero ella.
Hey, welcome back to Miss Julie Richardson's Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and I'll tell you what right now. I love that song. It's got a great beat. I just have no clue, honestly, what they're saying in that song at all. But it must be great because I love it, you know, just listening to it. I'm going to have to figure out if I can ask star of the show someday to write the lyrics out in, like, English so I have a clue. But, hey, let's not go too far with that right now. Let's bring on the star of the show. Hey, Miss Julie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Easy. How are you?
Well, I want to say fantastic, but we'll just go with good.
Okay, well, good. Good. Good is good.
Yeah.
I love that song. Que no quiero ella means don't leave a shadow, don't leave a trace. And it's a love song about love lost. And, you know, que no quiero ella is like, you know, don't leave a trace, don't leave a shadow of your love. And it's a love song. So it's really an incredible song.
You know,
my uncle from Peru actually introduced me to that song years and years ago. He was Peruvian he was like, hey, Chola, you got to listen to this song. This is an incredible song, and it's the Los Broncos, and it's Que No Quiera Huella. And I'm like, man, I got to do that song. So that's where it comes from.
I mean, it's fantastic. We've talked about it briefly a few times, and don't ask me to pronounce it, anyone, because it's not going to work out very well. Anyway, I didn't take French, I didn't take Spanish, I didn't take any of that in school, so it just kind of, maybe someday we'll have to have a Spanish lesson on here. And
yeah, we'll be like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Might get a few of her songs sung in Spanish or something, do a little small crossover a cappella or something.
Yeah, there you go. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and then she'll try to convince me to sing on air and try to do an acapella, and that ain't going to work. Nope, nope, nope. But anyway, yeah, I would love to actually get the lyrics sometime in English.
Sure.
That way, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that way I kind of have a clue. Because, you know, I actually kind of like the song, you know, the way the beat is.
Yeah, it's got a great beat, and my band did an incredible job recreating it, and I'll send you the lyrics so translated so you know exactly what they're saying. I can do that tomorrow.
I could just imagine, you know, that feel, you know, knowing the lyrics, and maybe even actually kind of send both, you know, the Spanish and the English. That way I kind of put that together. You never know. I might learn a little bit of Spanish, you know, sometime over the next few weeks.
I started learning Spanish through songs. I really did. And then I took it, you know, starting in seventh grade all the way through college. But so my minor in college at CU Boulder was Spanish. But I started learning Spanish through songs. So that's a good way to learn. I'm telling you, Easy, you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I do know a little bit. I'm not going to shy away from
like
that.
Hola, no, it's me, burrito, taco.
I think everybody knows the taco and the burrito part of Spanish. I think. I don't want to. Freddie Fender, you know. Does everybody know who I'm talking about? Yeah, I mean, he's got Before the Next Year Falls, you know, that's, whew, Boy, that just kind of told us how old we were. Holy smokes, man, we need to stop with that.
Please don't give that away. Please don't.
Yeah. Well, I feel 25 in the last couple of days, but only because of the music. Only because of the music. Speaking of music, radio show last night, you know, I kind of briefly told them, how was that experience that not only got the meeting right here on the Easy Blue Eyes production, but you had Mick Bird on your radio show last night?
Yeah. You know, and I would not even know Mick Bird had it not been for you, so thank you, Easy, for introducing me to his talent and his songs. And you know, I was super thrilled. We made this interview date, and I had weeks and weeks to just anticipate it, you know. But I mean, he's just such a fun guy, and he was so excited to share his material. And you know, I mean, we have a lot in common, you know, working with kids and teaching and coaching, and just a great guy all around, and just, I mean, incredible music. And I had to bring him in. It was kind of like, you know, I'm so used to this specific, you know, show template of how I do things. And it's like, oh my gosh, I may have to drive all these kids, hurry up with the interview, because he, you know, he didn't figure out the amount of standard time thing. And so I was like, and here's Mick Bird. So it was a little sketchy at first, but I tell you, he's just such a quality act and such a nice guy, and you know, I don't know, very well versed in the world of music. And I was super excited to have him on my show and to share his insight, his music, and things he's got coming. Yeah, it was a win-win. So, and having you call in and give him some dirt, I love that. So that was great.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of like, I had to. At first, you know, I was just kind of like, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't.
I was like, we're bringing you in.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to call in and kind of briefly listen. And then next thing I know, I was like, Julie just said, you know, somebody on the line. And I'm like, but it's me. Then I hear that.
Like, stop you. Here he is.
And then I hear that in the studio kind of. You look kind of hey, that's my cue. You know,
that's you. I know. I always look for that unmuted. It's like, I'm on. So, he enjoyed it. He enjoyed hearing from you. And, you know, you could tell the lilt in his voice. He was like, hey, that's my buddy, Easy Blue Eyes. And then he totally relaxed, you know. It was fun.
Absolutely.
It worked out. It was a good show.
The thing that I know about Mick, and there's a lot of people I've been around that have some patience. Some, you know, sometimes I have sometimes I don't. But that man has a lot of patience. I mean, he can kind of take the tone of the show, and he'll work with you. And I mean, I've been in that situation, you know, from the very first time he called in, kind of like, okay. And then the tempo changed with him. You know, it was just kind of like he knows how to grasp and change. I remember also when my niece did the interview, and no matter what, you know, through all the mistakes through the show or whatever was going on, he has that tempo, you know, patience with just about anyone there is possible. And I just tell you, I love it. You know, I just...
You know what that is, though? You're going to find that with people that work with children, people that work with, you know, especially youth sports. I mean, that's a quality that you're going to find in teachers and coaches, and that's what Mick Bird is. He has that quality that, you know, that patience that you have to have. It's just, you know, it's written in, it's given in your soul that you work with children and you work with people in education and other areas like that. That's a given, you know. And you can really tell that he works with kids.
And, you know, one of the times that I went to concert, you know, I took some friends with that time, and one happened to be in a wheelchair. And I'll tell you, the whole thing, it was kind of like, okay, Mick kind of made sure that that whole time, you know, hey, you know, everybody's going to have a good time. Everybody, including him,
yeah.
You know, and that was the thing, you know. It's not like, okay, you know, Julie, I'm going to show up to your show and you do great. You know, it was kind of like family oriented, interacting with everyone, you know, and that's kind of like why I enjoy some of the music, you know, from you and Mick, Bo Heatherly. You could tell who has that music and who don't, you know, which I was kind of mentioning a little bit last night. If you can't interact in any type of way, you're in the wrong business.
I mean, yeah, totally. No, you're absolutely right. You know, absolutely right. And Mick Bird, you can just tell he interacts with everybody, and he's a good soul, and you can tell that he enjoys his music and what he does, and you know, but he doesn't mind giving back to the community, and those are the kind of people you'd like to surround yourself with in any industry, not just the music.
Absolutely, you know, and I've done a few events for Easy Blue Eyes Production, and he's always been there to help me out in different situations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, which we have an event coming up Tuesday, you know, but that's kind of one of the things.
I've seen it.
I mean, I've been like sweating today, kind of going through things and getting caught up and like, oh. But, you know, we do have a very talented group behind the scenes working this out. And, and you know, I got Miss Julie kind of helping, you know, with the logo design contest.
Yeah,
and,
totally. I'm looking with an eagle eye at every one of them, just, you know, trying to figure out which one's the best
for you. You know, I was briefly in a small meeting today. I got to pick on a few people here. And, you know, there's times, you know, I'm in a chat and I'm sitting there like, okay, here, this is what's going to kind of happen. And if you can't make it, that's fine. And I decided to do the chat, you know, I called. You know, and then I kind of sat there thinking, you know, okay, hopefully everybody has read this. And then got done. One already responded in the middle of this, you know, and I didn't know until I hung up the call. That's no big deal, you know. And then next thing I know, this one's like, I'm at work, and I'm sitting there like,
I wonder who that could be.
That
probably is me. I'm in the middle of, like, trying to remove countertops, and I'm getting, like, phone calls about music. I'm like, what?
Well,
you're calling on a Friday at like 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon. Like, of course I'm working. Who doesn't work on a Friday?
Well,
like,
I can't
just take a call.
Well, it's not like, I mean, I'm calling at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's only happened once, and it was not, you know, like on purpose.
Yeah, that
you know, I
well
had to phone.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was even upset, you know, here, my phone kind of right beside me, and next thing I know, it's going off like, hey, what do you need? You know, like, I don't know. What do you want? You know, kind of thing. But no, we were kind of having a small business meeting and kind of dealing with a few things.
Because people are like, I'm in an interview, I'm working, I'm like, I'm busy.
Man,
like, it's a Friday in the middle of the day. Of course I'm busy. But it's all worked
out.
You're
busy every day.
You know. Well, that's true. I am busy every day, and I pride myself on that.
Exactly.
But, I'm always busy. Yeah. People go, are you busy? It's like, I'm always busy. Are you kidding? Of course I'm busy. Like, I don't sit and watch the prices right during the day. And, you know, I'm just busy. I've got a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire. So that's what keeps me going, though.
What's wrong with sitting there watching The Price is Right? You know, Pat Sajak, you know, come on.
There's nothing wrong with it, like, once in a blue moon, but those people that sit around every day, and that's the highlight of the damn day, get out and go get some fresh air and go listen to some great country music or any music. But get out with that and stop watching TV and go out and experience the world. That's my thing.
I kind of wish I knew really what TV was anymore. I mean, I mean, me and Julie, we probably only, well, we probably got maybe 12 hours worth of TV time in the last 5 years or something.
Yeah, yeah, I don't watch TV, believe me.
I mean, come on. There's music need to be listened to. I mean, come on.
I don't know. I'd rather listen to music than watch TV any day. Well, once in a while, I'll listen to, like, Travel Channels, The Kindred Spirits, and all the Dead Files shit. And, you know, I love that. But other than that, no, I don't watch TV. I don't have time for it.
You know, there's an old saying, and I'm going to kind of use this. We need a lot more porches.
Yeah.
And if you're from the South or been to the South, you kind of know where that went. You know, and if you need a little help.
With a lot more sweet tea and just hanging out and, you know, enjoying the lightning bugs and in nature and just your great country music and the bluegrass. And, you know, that's exactly why I'm moving from Golden, Colorado. I just want to create that experience, you know, being in the country and listening to country music and sitting on my front porch and, you know, on that porch swing and have a great glass of iced tea and just happy to make it happen. So.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing. You know, too much TV, and I don't even know what the heck to call this generation right now, because they don't even really know what music is. TikTok, folks.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
What would happen if we decided to shut off Wi-Fi and had a few more porches? I mean, it wouldn't hurt. We'd be a little bit stronger. I'm going to tell you that. We would. And with that, that's going to be our next song. We'll be right back.
You see me like some wide-eyed dreamer, just rolled in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside, well, I look fragile, but on the inside, there's something you can't crush. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to break. You make a fool of me, and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long. Yeah, I'm country strong. Well, I have weathered cold winters, longer summers, without a drop of rain. You push me in a corner, and I'll come out fighting. Well, I may lose, but I always keep my faith. 'Cause I'm country strong, hard to break. Like the ground I grew upon, you may fool me and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long, 'cause I'm country strong. I'm country strong, hard to break, like the ground I grew upon. You may fool me and I'll fall, but I won't stay down long. I'm country strong.
That's right. That is Country Strong. Welcome back to Miss Julie Rickerson's Music Radio Show. Hey, let's bring the star of the show on. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you so much. Man, I love that song. It just really resonated with me when I sang that and recorded it. And such a great song.
You know, not only is it a great song, but there is a movie out called Country Strong. And
oh, yeah. Dennis Hopper. Tim McGraw.
And, you know, I have an opinion about that. I don't even know why he even played that part. I don't think he played it very well. No, he did. I mean, I just have to be a little biased sometimes, you know. I don't see him as a movie star. That's kind of why, you know. Yes, he's been in a few, but I think it's just the background that he had is what helped the show, you know. But very good soundtrack.
Yeah. Amazing. I got to see he and Tim McGraw and Faith Hill in concert in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. And I was actually really impressed with the show, but I never saw them as actors and actresses. But, you know, it is what it is. It was still a great show. Gwyneth Paltrow does a great song, you know, great job singing her own songs. Very talented.
There is a picture, I can't remember who it was. I just seen it, you know, within the past week. And it was somebody that had been to Nashville. And I'm trying to think of the guy's name, or the one that had the pickup truck and then kind of went on and opened up for the major act. The young one. I can tell you, it's been a few days since we've watched TV.
Every country music singer.
I know, right?
The young one with a pickup truck like that could be anybody.
Yeah, I know, right? But he's the young fellow that, you know, he brought on the one girl and they kind of did a duet. Mm-hmm. And that guy specifically.
Okay, you're still talking all country music. This is like,
I know, right? This is kind of like, really?
Yeah.
You just described every act, you know, and every opener, you know. But in that, in a certain movie, that young guy, I swear that was him in this picture, you know, with somebody else. And I was like, hey, I know what it looks like, the guy from Country Strong. Now I'm going to have to go watch that movie, you know. I'm going to have to find time.
Yeah.
You know, just to,
and it could just be anybody, country music.
I know, right? You know, I just described about 99.99% of country music right there.
The I might have to, you know. Young and,
I'm trying to take it's been a while. I thought you would help me out here, you know, kind of. Yeah, you know, just kind of like, no, you didn't make it easy for me here. You kind of being a little rough tonight. But I got to keep my game up somehow.
I know.
And it's not been working. And you're just kind of like, yeah, well, we've had Easy's this number for the past month and a half. Huh? He's going to have to get it together. And this one's been a little rough on that one.
That's
You just, you know, that's all right. I mean, it was bound to happen. I mean, I guess, you know.
You'll thank me later. You'll thank me later. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm glad you kept me on my toes.
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes that elbow has to, come on, Easy. You know, it gets rough now and then in the studio, you know. Don't want to keep me asleep by no means. You know, playing Country Strong and talking about More Poor Kids, there is something else that a lot of you out there, well, I guess the TikTok users, you know, will never know. I mean, there's a lot of boot scooting that we did on our day.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
heck yeah.
Only if you knew. I mean, y'all want to decide to, what is that, like 10, 15 seconds videos on TikTok or something? I hear about it. I've been on TikTok a few times just to kind of, I'm like, okay, I have no clue. I have no clue. I mean, whatever, but I've watched my niece try to do it, and like, well, how about we turn off TikTok and do some boot scooting?
That's what I hear. Yeah.
You know, that'll work, you know, have someone sit on the porch and watch it, at least, but for now, we're going to go boot scooting and then come back and see if I can get Julie
Sounds
back
good.
In line.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the county line. The joint stops jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the country folk go to boots and boogie. I've got a good job, I work hard for my money, but when it's wedding time, I hit the road running.
And music radio show. I am Easy Blue Eyes, and let's welcome back the star of the show. Welcome back, Miss Julie.
Thank you so much. I love that song, Boots and Boogie. Actually, you know, I'm going to say that every time I come back on, I love that song, I love that song, I love that song. Because you know what? I love all my music that I put out there, and it's really hard to choose a favorite.
You know, that kind of happened last week to me. You know, I had someone say, like, why don't you tell us which one Julie Richardson song, and I'm kind of like, oh, you really want me to be, yeah, I mean, that was, like, hard to do. I mean, I went with what one I'm more partial to, you know, that's for reasons, you know, but I cannot honestly pick a favorite. I mean, I went with Black Velvet,
well,
and that's what.
I don't even think I can pick a favorite. Well, I can pick a favorite. I can pick a favorite. You wouldn't think I could, but I can.
Oh, I...
You know, there's certain songs that you love as a singer, and there's certain songs you love as a singer. You know?
I can almost bet you I can pick out three songs that could be a three-way tie.
Really? Okay, what three?
I would say I Will Always Love You.
Okay, yeah, you know me well.
Beneath My Wings.
Oh, okay. Two for two. Let's see if you can do it.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma.
Dang it. You know me well, and we've never even met in person. Yep, those are three of the tops. Top.
I don't know if I can do a top five. You know, the top three, I just kind of knew I can probably get that one out of the way. It was tough. I mean, me, I just can't be that all that biased and say which one's totally my favorite. You know, I just can't.
But you know, you have a favorite. Everybody has a favorite.
I mean,
they all know. I mean, there's got to be one. Like, last night you said, oh, playing Desperado made my night. But I don't think it's all-time favorite one that Julie Richardson sings.
Okay, that is my favorite Eagles song. And I've heard that several times.
Did you say that Julie Richardson's cover song or whatever, an original, it's your all-time favorite one. So, if I could just play this the rest of my, for 3 hours straight, I would play it and never get tired of it.
You know, I was just kind of like, I kind of wonder what kind of night I'm going to have. And, you know, here we have McBird, you know, on your show, and then you finished it off.
Yeah.
I mean, you played my favorite Eagles song, and I'm just like, oh, it couldn't be any better than that. You know? That's what made the show for me. I mean, it was.
Thanks. But now you're skirting around the question. I'm asking if you could just pick one. Just one. Dean Richardson cover song, rendition of. I mean, I've done a lot. I've done a lot of different songs. Like, if there's just one, you go, oh my gosh, I got to play this over and over and over. And I could play this my entire show, and I would never grow tired of it because it's Julie Richardson singing my favorite song. What would it be?
See, I was just trying to dance around and not trying to play bias. So I don't like kind of like, you know, what are you trying to do? You know, we're live here. You know, and I don't want
to,
no, you know, that elbow's a little tight right there.
Make a decision on, you know. Okay, if there was one of your favorites, I already know. It's like, I Will Always Love You, When Beneath My Wings. But is there something that, like Black Velvet, perhaps? You really like that one?
Well,
If I Needed You with Bo Heatherly, I mean, that's a great one.
Well, I mean, that one's kind of an obvious one that I like that one. I mean, the first time it got played, it was three times in one night, you know, but you're still trying to get me in trouble here, you know. Everybody's listening, like, I dare you to pick one because you got the star of the show right there.
I double dog dare you. No,
you
can't get out.
You know, really, kind of, lately I have been getting a little bit hooked more and more to this song, and I don't know what it is, but it's a very good song, but I can't say it's my favorite, because they're all my favorite, and I'm not just going to pick one, but this is the one that I'm getting partial to a lot more, and I'm just going to throw this all out there. And I've only been to this place one time.
He said, please come to Boston for the springtime. Been here with some friends, and they've got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston. I said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? Rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me.
number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the snowfall. Move up into the mountains so far from can't be found. Oh, I love you echoes down the canyon. Then lie awake at night till they come back around. Please come to Denver. I said no. Boy, won't you come home to me. Random boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Welcome back to Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. I'm your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we won't tell anybody that, especially the star of the show, that technically is my favorite song, and I'll explain here after a bit. But let's welcome the star of the show back on. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you so much, and thanks for playing that one. That was new for me. I know it's I did Reba McEntire's version of it in the studio just a couple weeks ago, and you know, I've always loved that song. Always loved that song. So it was fun to do it and put it out there, my own rendition of it.
You know, I kind of had to give a little grief to about that. For me, that has to be one of my favorites right there. I mean, that really struck me, you know, that when you sent that and I started listening to it and got it into the studios, you know, you just mentioned Reba. It just kind of, I've only been to Boston once. I've been in the area, but I've only been to Boston once. But she happens to sing my favorite song, Whoever's in New England. So that was kind of like a dead giveaway, you know. So it kind of went together. So, I mean, now the cat's out of the bag.
I love Boston. I want to get to Boston this fall and go to Faneuil Hall and sit in Quincy Market and have my clam chowder and my Sam Adams and just live the history of it all again. It's one of my favorite towns.
Yeah, I tell you, much as I've been around these wonderful states here, I can remember briefly when I first started truck driving, that was right there. The New England area was the first area I went to. And
really?
Yeah. I went to my very first load, went to York, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, we went over to Springfield, Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Been there and been to both.
I'm a truck and driver, then, but I've been there.
And then from there, we went up to, it's not too far from Portland, but there's, you know, we went up that way and then slipped back down and went to Ohio and then all the way over to Denver, Colorado. And I'm sure,
what?
Have you
You're
heard of that place? Yeah, you know where that Denver is?
Yeah, kind of. I have a good feeling about Denver. I mean, I pretty much know where it's at. It's definitely east of here.
Yeah, no. I went to Denver, and then we went from Denver all the way over to Reno, Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Nice place, too.
Yeah, and then I can keep going. Reno, Nevada, all the way over to Sacramento. And
okay, so easy. How many states have you been to?
I've been to 48 states.
Wow, what two are you lacking?
Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay, so I only have one left, and I keep saying I'm going to see 50 states before I'm 50, so I've got literally 6 months. And the only state I have left to see is Alaska.
She's only 29. She's only 29. She ain't 50.
Yeah. No, I'm going on 50, and I'm going to see 50 states before I turn 50 in December, so I've got a little bit of fun. But the only one left is Alaska, and I'm going to drag my mom kicking and screaming because she already feels like she lives in Alaska up here on Lookout Mountain in Colorado with all the snow. But we're going to go later this summer and see the Northern Lights, and I saw them in upstate New York anyway, but mom's never seen them, so I'm going to drag her to Anchorage, Alaska, and up to Denali, and then out. So that's just all I can say. I've been to 50 states by the time I was 50. I got one more. I can do this. And I always think about, like, Johnny Horton singing way up north to Alaska. That's another reason I want to go.
And I'll tell you, it took less than 6 months to hit 50, or hit the 48 states.
I can imagine as a truck driver. I'm telling you.
It's constantly busy driving, and I can remember the first load. That's why I always keep that in mind. You know, we have a beautiful country out here. I mean, I don't care what the political sense says and NBC, Fox. Don't listen to all that. We actually have a beautiful country out here. I mean,
yeah, we do.
My very first load, like I said, going to York, Pennsylvania, I actually got to drive through the battlefield of Gettysburg.
Yeah, that's a trip, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Historical and just full of spirit, you know?
I mean, it was just an unbelievable, you know, experience. You know, here I'm kind of just driving away with my trainer, you know, and just kind of like, he's dozing off a little bit, and I'm like, okay, here we're coming into this small little town area. It's only got that one flashing light. Everybody knows which one that is. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Most of us do. I know. Yeah. And here I get to this, you know, corner, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm just kind of, I see this great big old sign, you know, welcome to Battlefield of Gettysburg, and I just sat there
because
it's dark, and it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and had a little bit of snow flurries. I just kind of rolled down the window just a little bit, and it was instant goosebumps, you know, just that whole feeling, you know, and it was just kind of like, all right, we got to go. You know, I'm like, I thought I was lost, you know, so I was like, hey, you know, Charles, where are we, you know, and he just kind of gave me a small history lesson that He's been that way about 56, 57 times, and, you know, just never at that time. And it was kind of neat, you know, at that time in the morning, you know, the goosebumps and just kind of, it was quiet, you know, peaceful. But the dream behind that, you know, hey, I wouldn't mind seeing that, you know, because you learned that in school, and there it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is right there. So, very cool.
Yeah, got a little bit of a history buff lesson there really quick, you know. I studied this in school, and this is, okay. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that at least once in my life. Well, I got to see it, and it's a whole different experience than just reading about something. So if you do get to travel, please do. There's more than just...
Travel's the best education you can ever get. Trust me. Best education you'll ever get is to go places and get up and go and just see it and live the culture and live the people. Right here in the United States. I mean, so many different cultures within one United States. It's very cool. Just get up and go, you know?
Well, I mean, if I can enjoy a good vacation sometime, might just kind of say, you know, tag along to Alaska with you, you know.
Go to Denali and see the Anchorage Bay, the Bay of Anchorage, and all the UFOs that are supposed to be coming and going from the water. Who knows? You never know. It might change your life.
Yeah, speaking of truck driving and Alaska, I mean, I have seen a few episodes of Alaska State Trooper. Then the other one, the Ice Road Trucker, you know, I've kind of seen a few episodes of that, and I wouldn't mind visiting Alaska at least once, you know.
Once is enough for me. Like North Dakota, I went to North Dakota to Fargo. Once is enough. I've enjoyed it, and there were about three things to do and see. And one was the wood chipper from the movie Fargo, which was hilarious. But, you know, I can say I've been to Fargo. And I had the best charcuterie tray you've ever had and a great steakhouse. And I went to Shields and looked at the, the Ferris wheel inside the whole Shield thing. And, yeah, that's about it. So North Dakota's checked off. And like I said, all I have left is Alaska, and if all I do is fly in and stay in a nice hotel in Anchorage and fly back out, I can say I've been there. We'll see.
That's the thing. I have not been on an airplane. Well, okay, let me take that back. I've been on one, but not in the air. You know, no, I have never flown in my entire life, and I'm telling you, it just kind of... Yeah, I'm being serious. I mean, I should be afraid of heights, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh, when you get in there and you're in, like, this cabin that's air pressure control, you don't even have a fear of heights. You're looking out at beautiful clouds, and there's no concept that you're, like, 35,000 miles above the earth. You're just up there and flying and, like, reading a magazine and watching a movie. And you got to fly easy. You got to take a flight somewhere. Just don't get on one of those little Cessnas, you know, that's like up in the sky. Go on a really nice jetliner and, you know, go to Alaska. That's what I'm saying.
Well, my dream or wish, however you want to put it, is to go to Australia.
Wow, Australia is amazing. You got to go. I went to the Outback, and I rode in the Snowy River Trek, the man from Snowy River. Remember that movie back in the 80s? I did that trek with that guy, and my mom did, too. And then I went up to Cairns and did the Great Barrier Reef, and then over to New Zealand to play polo. Telling you, it's amazing. Sydney's like the sister city of San Francisco. You will love it. It's worth the 14-hour flight. Trust me.
Yeah. And, you know, really technically, I'm going to go a little bit further. I haven't flown, but from elementary, even all the way up through high school, graduating, my one dream place to ever visit in the world, which is kind of crazy because when I mention this, I'm probably going to get some ecstatic like, yay, you can go with me and Mitch. I've been there too many times. I want to go to Dublin, Ireland. There is something about Dublin, Ireland that has always grabbed me. You know, so
that was cool. The Liffey River. You know, and I've been to Dublin many, many times because, as you know, I ran my own tour business to Ireland. And you fly into Dublin, and a lot of the literary pub tours, you go to where Yeats and, you know, all these great literary poets hung out in the day. And then you got the Liffey River, and you've got Grafton Street, which is full of shops and, gosh, live like markets. And then you've got the you know, Guinness distillery there, and you've got to go to Dublin. Now, Dublin's amazing, but if you promise me, if you go to Ireland, though, you go to Dublin and get your fix, but go out into the countryside and see the real Ireland, get away from the big city, because you know, the Irish people are just so great, gracious, and they love horses, and everything's about horses and the Budweiser derbies at the Curnaws, and and the Irish pubs and Bunratty castles and Lep castles, and, you know, just get outside of Dublin. Dublin's cool. Don't get me wrong. I went to the Temple Bar area. They had the Badass Cafe where Sinead O'Connor worked, and, you know, you got to do all that. And there's live music in the streets, and Trinity College in the long room at the library. And, yeah, go and see Bram Stoker's, you know, his dorm room, and go. But make sure, if you're going to go that far, promise me you'll get out and see the countryside as well.
I might someday, but the only thing is, I will promise this much. If I ever make it to Ireland, I'm not bringing home a horse.
No, I brought home two, you know, or three. No, wait, four horses. Mom brought me four horses from Ireland. And you know what? They're incredible. They're expensive to bring back. So you'll be lucky to bring back a Clodagh ring or a wax coat or a pair of Doc Martens. And you know, but don't bring back a horse. It's a whole other story.
Yeah, because if I attempt to do that, I know where it's going. It's going on Julie's ranch.
Yeah. Gonna have to take care of it and be like, you can
do as a
horse. There you go.
Yeah. Wow. Visit it once
a
week.
I hope you get there someday. You're gonna love it.
Maybe. You know, first thing is I got to get, you know, a little bit healthier for that, and then kind of get over the fear of flying. So, and speaking of flying,
the best way to get over the fear of flying is go.
We flew to the show.
And flying, time's flying. You got 12 minutes in them.
I know. I mean, the first half of the show was a lot of music because for some reason I couldn't figure out where the start of the show went, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just kind of winging it, and then poof, you called right in. And so we're just kind of relaxing.
And pork chops and green beans. And,
oh,
well, yeah.
Well, shoot, I should have come over to your house tonight and ate, you know. See, I didn't know she was cooking in the middle of the show, and here I'm just kind of like,
like, I'm making dinner. I got pork chops, green beans, mac and cheese, applesauce. It's all good.
Oh, well, shoot. Well, now I'm late for dinner. Oh.
All right. Well, what are you going to play to finish us out?
Well, I'm going to kind of turn things a little bit different. I have two songs in mind that I'm going to play to leave us on. The last day of the month, you know, tomorrow is May 1st already.
Yeah, it's May Day. You're supposed to get flowers and ring the doorbell and leave them on the front porch and run. It's May Day. It's important.
Well, I can do the ringing the doorbell part and leaving. Oh, I'll make sure I'll throw some dandelions on the porch too.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
If that happens, if you wake up and there's Dandelions on the porch. I did not do it.
I'll be like, easy, easy. Did you get all the way down here from Nebraska? What?
Yeah, that'd be a heck of a trip, you know, right away. But
yeah, for dandelions. I mean, if you're going to make that trip, at least bring roses or something nice.
Now, you think I was going to be that nice and get all ate up by thorns? I mean,
no. No, like.
You know, I just happened to realize, you know, I've been booking shows for the month of May, and it just dawned on me, you know, really, that Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, May 9th, Sunday, May 9th.
Oh, cool. Usually, I try to throw a few good shows in the year, and that's usually the one that I try to pick up and have a good Mother's Day. And now I'm kind of like, oh, I didn't do it this year, you know, because Tuesday is really a big treat, you know. And
yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to wrap things up and play the two songs that I have and
great
everything. So tomorrow
night.
Thanks
for all you do. I appreciate you playing my music. I really do. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is your show, not mine. I mean, I just play it and enjoy the music.
Yeah, but you run it, and you're the backbone of it, so thank you.
Well, you're more of the backbone than I am, you know, because you're the one that sings, not me. I mean, I don't think I could.
How about what does the singing do if nobody plays it? So thank you. It's a win-win for both of us, you know?
Yeah. Tomorrow night I have Kirk Baldwin scheduled to do an interview. That wraps up the weekend and pretty much we got a good week coming up. But with that in mind, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Easy Blue Eyes Production Presents Julie Richardson Music Radio Show. Tonight's episode was sponsored by Easy Blue Eyes Production and Julie Richardson Music Fans. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and co-host, the star herself, Miss Julie Richardson. With that,
thank you guys.
Y'all have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.
If I should stay, they be in your way, so I'm gone, but I know I'll think of you each step of my way.
I love you. I will always love you. you.
Mama made for me, made just for me.